About 55 million Americans own guns, and just under 7 million gun owners are women. How to carry those guns safely, but also stylishly, is behind the growing number of concealed carry fashion shows that are popping up across the country. Leah Fleming from Here and Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
On a Tuesday night at Sharpshooters USA in Roswell, Georgia, a group of women in pink T-shirts that say Lady Sharpshooters across the back are lined up in stalls. The smell of perfume mixes with gunpowder. Cassie Weiderman is one of the Lady Sharpshooters. Dressed conservatively in form-fitting slacks and a sweater, she came straight from work this evening. She's shooting her Glock 42. She conceals and carries. In other words, she carries a hidden firearm in public.
I carry appendix carry with an inside-the-waistband holster. Usually I can wear it. I've worn it with these pants before and then just like a tunic, a flowy top, or a pattern top.
The way a woman conceals and carries a gun is as varied as her choice of handbags and shoes. Weiderman says she doesn't like to carry in her purse because she doesn't always have one.
All leather, crocodile printed. This has a little magnetic closure here. They all have...
At the front of this gun store just north of Atlanta is a large section of accessories with lots of pink packaging and luxury handbags and wristlets. The bags are the vision of Leslie Dietz, founder and CEO of Concealed Carry. Carry is spelled just like Carrie Bradshaw, a character from the wildly popular HBO television comedy Sex and the City. Dietz says she named her Concealed Carry line after that Carrie because of her fabulous style.
They have a wristlet if you want to carry it by that, or we also have little crossbody chains you can thread up through the spine. Comes with a little tassel. That's your wristlet. They all have a tassel and a little key fob.
The retail price is just under $300. Deet says she got her first gun about 18 years ago. At that time, she didn't want to carry the gun with her because there's no place on her that she could carry it comfortably. She's slender, 5'3", and just over 100 pounds. She says in the past, the problem was that the products available to women were coming from male-dominated companies.
So you had a man designing a handbag, which is usually, unless you're maybe Ralph Lauren, not a good idea.
Over the last 3 years, several women-owned companies have cropped up, offering products like bras with holsters, lacy shapewear that allows a woman to conceal a gun without losing her silhouette, and compression underwear. Many of these items are now showcased at annual fashion shows. Candy Sugarman is hosting the Feminine and Fierce Concealed Carry Fashion Show and Expo this April. She's the founder of the women's only shooting group, Gunpowder Gals, in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Sugarman says after putting on her first show 3 years ago, the women in the audience flooded the runway afterwards to talk to the models.
They actually wanted to talk to people who had currently worn it, and they wanted to have it in their hands, and they wanted, you know, to look at it and put it up against their body and look and to see how if it would work with their gun. And that's why the Concealed Carry Fashion Show is so important.
There are also Concealed Carry Fashion Shows coming up in Fort Worth, Texas, and in Columbia County, New York. And organizers say women are not the only ones that want to carry more stylishly. Designers like Men's Warehouse appeared at a fashion show last year to show more tailored looks for men to conceal carry. For Here and Now, I'm Leah Fleming in Atlanta.